Let me ask the question, why do we come to Mass? Why do we come to Mass? We come to listen and to learn. We come to be called and challenged. We come to receive Jesus and to be renewed by Jesus. We come to be graced. We come to be filled with goodness. We come to keep Jesus' words in our heads and in our hearts. We strive to keep Jesus in our thinking and in our loving. That's why we come to Mass. We want Jesus up here. We want Jesus in here. Jesus' message in the gospel today is radical and it's challenging. It makes us stop and ask ourselves, how well am I truly listening to Jesus? Am I embracing his call? Have I embraced his teaching, not only to think different, but to act different and to speak different? So let's ask ourselves, do I forgive as I need to be forgiven? Am I a good shepherd of my time, talent, and treasure? Am I a generous giver? Do I live with an attitude of gratitude in thanksgiving for my blessings? Do I reach out to those who are different or are in need? Our consumer culture, we know well, tells us to buy, to keep, to protect, to get ahead, to be selfish. In a world where people are different, we are to judge and to point fingers and to condemn. But the call of the Jesus and the gospel is to turn our hearts, to turn our hearts, to turn our attitudes, to turn our spirits, to turn our focus. The challenge of Jesus, are we treating people the way we want to be treated? Are we forgiving as we want to be forgiven and need to be forgiven? This past week, here in our parish, we buried two holy women, two faithful holy women. They both set a beautiful example of how to live our Catholic faith. Jo, on her own, at the age of 16, decided to become Catholic. She chose to embrace the Catholic way of thinking. Marion, at the age of 14, left home and joined the Adrian Dominicans. She was educated as a teacher, and her life was a living teaching example of how to live in the Spirit of Jesus. Both of these holy women embraced our Catholic teaching and thinking. They understood and believed and lived. It is far better to give than to receive. They came faithfully to this room every week to be taught, graced, and strengthened by Jesus. They prayed, they served, they sacrificed, they supported. They generously gave of themselves to help make St. Joseph Parish a vibrant and faithful community. They sat on councils, they taught religious education, they worked on festivals and flea markets, they prayed and participated. They modeled to us how to be a disciple of Jesus Christ. They accepted the cross of health issues with courage and faith. This morning at the 9 o'clock Mass, the faith cycle began again. We prayed Jo and Marion to heaven, and we brought a baby into our Catholic community through the waters of baptism. The parents of Walter want their child to learn to think Jesus, to learn to love Jesus, to learn to serve like Jesus. And once again, you'll see our catechumens and candidates stand before us today as we bless them and send them. Why? Because they want to be part of our Catholic community. They want to receive the Eucharist. They want to participate in the way we live our faith. So let us remember, we're all called to live and to witness our faith, to promise to witness Jesus to others. So why do we come to Mass? Because in our heart of hearts, we want to learn from Jesus. We want to receive Jesus. We want Jesus in our thinking, in our speaking, in our acting. We want Jesus to receive and to witness his mercy to others. We want to receive him and share him in faith. We want to share him in faith and in love. Amen.